Okay, you've convinced me Giza is a must-see. But Egypt isn't just about pyramids, right?
It's not.
What else should we add to our itinerary?
Well, we're talking ancient wonders.
Okay.
The Valley of the Kings in Luxor is another must.
Okay.
It's like a pharaoh's graveyard,
Oh, wow.
filled with elaborately decorated tombs, including the legendary Tutankhamun.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
as close as we can get to Indiana Jones without the booby traps, hopefully.
Ooh. I love a good tomb exploration. But I'm also drawn to those vibrant images of bustling markets,
Yeah.
those sensory explosions of colors and sounds.
Right.
Is that something we should experience?
Absolutely. The markets, the souks, they're an essential part of Egyptian culture.
Okay.
The Khan El Khalili Market in Cairo is legendary,
Yeah.
a labyrinth of narrow streets filled with spices, perfumes, textiles, and treasures galore.
Oh, wow.
Be prepared to haggle, though.
Okay.
It's part of the game.
Challenge accepted. I'm ready to channel my inner negotiator. But after all that exploring,
Yeah.
I might need some downtime.
Of
Is
course.
there anywhere in Egypt where we can just relax and soak in the atmosphere?
Well, if you're picturing those idyllic Nile cruises,
Oh, yeah.
gliding along the river, watching life unfold on the banks, that's a fantastic way to unwind.
Right.
And speaking of unwinding,
Okay.
the Red Sea resorts offer another kind of escape.
Okay.
Stunning beaches,
Nice.
turquoise waters, world-class diving.
Wow.
It's a paradise for those seeking sun sand and a bit of pampering.
Okay. I'm officially sold on Egypt history, culture, adventure, relaxation. It's got it all.
It does.
But before we pack our bags and hop on that plane,
Okay.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier,
Me.
language.
Right.
We learned a few basic Arabic phrases,
Yeah.
but will English get us by in most tourist areas?
In most tourist areas, yes, you'll find people who speak English,
Okay.
especially in hotels, restaurants, and shops.
Right.
But venturing off the beaten path,
Yeah.
you might encounter some language barriers.
I see.
A phrase book or a translation app can be helpful in those situations.
So it's good to have a backup plan. And speaking of technology,
Yeah.
what about staying connected?
Okay.
Can we Instagram our pyramid selfies in real time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Internet access is widely available,
Yeah.
especially in cities and tourist areas. Most hotels and cafes offer Wi-Fi,
Oh.
and you can always find internet cafes if needed.
Right.
And for mobile phone coverage,
Yeah.
getting a local SIM card is a good option.
Okay, so staying connected shouldn't be a problem. Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into Egypt, I
Okay.
want to touch on something that's important to me, traveling responsibly.
Right.
Are there any specific tips for minimizing our impact on the environment and local communities in Egypt?
That's a great point. Responsible travel is crucial no matter where we go.
Yeah.
In Egypt, water conservation is particularly important.
Okay.
It's a desert country, and water is precious.
Yeah.
So, quick showers, turning off the tap while brushing your teeth,
Right.
those small actions make a difference.
Right. Those everyday eco habits should travel with us. What about souvenirs? Anything we should avoid buying to ensure we're not supporting harmful practices?
Definitely steer clear of anything made from endangered species.
Okay.
Ivory tortoise shell, things
Yeah,
like that.
right.
And be wary of souvenirs that might be exploiting child labor. When in doubt, do some research or ask questions.
Okay, shop ethically, got it. Now for a final thought.
Okay.
What do you think is the most valuable thing travelers can take away from a trip to Egypt beyond those incredible photos and souvenirs?
I think Egypt offers a powerful perspective shift.
Oh, yeah.
Standing amidst those ancient wonders, we're reminded of the vastness of time,
Right.
the rise and fall of civilizations, the enduring human spirit.
Whoa.
It's a humbling experience that makes our everyday worries seem smaller
Yeah.
and our potential for greatness seem even greater.
It's like Egypt whispers ancient wisdom to us if we just listen closely.
Exactly. So go with an open mind, a curious heart, and a deep respect for the culture and history you're encountering. And may your journey to Egypt be filled with wonder, discovery, and unforgettable memories.
Beautifully said. And with that, our Egyptian deep dive comes to an end.
Ah.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through Visa's culture, history, and the magic of ancient Egypt. But remember, this is just the beginning. The real adventure starts when you book that flight, pack your bags, and set foot on Egyptian soil. Safe travels and happy exploring.
Have fun.